Greetings, friends. Once again, let's look at that passage in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Hath no temptation taken you, but such is his common demand. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. The question was asked in our previous broadcast, how much can you bear? How much can a person take? But then we looked at Matthew chapter 26 and began to consider what the Lord Jesus took for us, the blows that he sustained. And the first blow that we noted was from Matthew 26 and 49, where he received the blow of betrayal, kissed by Judas, who feigned to be one of his, kissed the very door of heaven, and yet was lost for all eternity. Skip with me, if you have your Bible open, to the 67th verse of Matthew 26. And there we read, then did they spit in his face, and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. We have the blow of his own brethren, or the blow of his own Jewish brethren. We read in John 1 and 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. His own rejected him. Some of his own immediate family thought he was crazy. Those of his community thought he was a crazy man. They refused him. They rejected him. They said, why, he's just the carpenter. He's Mary's son. He's a nobody. He was rejected by his own. Oh, if you will, imagine those Pharisees, not just the soldiers, they did it as well, but the religious leaders, the Pharisees, those who led the community in religious worship, walking up to the Lord Jesus and spitting in his face. Common, vulgar, uncultured, uncouth. Can you imagine anything nastier than having one of these men, religious leaders, clear their throat and spit in anybody's face, but much less to spit in the face of God the Son, to show their contempt for the holiness of Almighty God, to show their contempt for God himself. For the Lord Jesus came to them declaring who he was. John said of him, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. It was bad enough to be mistreated, to be abused by the soldiers, the Romans who were guilty of holding the Israelites in subjection at that time. It was bad enough that they should come up and with their fist hit him in the face. It's bad enough that they should strip him of his clothing. But here these religious leaders, these men who ranked high in the community, they walked up to the Son of God and spit upon him, our Lord Jesus Christ. He was rejected by his brethren. He was rejected by his nation. He was rejected by his own community and members of his own family. Oh, let me say, friend of mine, before you condemn them, what have you done with the Lord Jesus? What have you done about his offer of salvation? We often sing, you can't get to heaven without salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Friend of mine, you can get to heaven without a lot of other things. Without wealth, and without health, and without beauty, and without fame, and without a great name. There are many things with which you can go to heaven without. But you can never go to heaven without salvation, without having your every sin forgiven through the precious blood of the Son of God, who was spit upon and rejected by his own brethren. Friend, are you among those who are rejecting him today? If so, I beseech you, do it no longer. Receive Christ today and experience the joy of salvation. Amen.